hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
I'm Alan Watts, and I'm filling for John Stadmiller. You have heard me on cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And I'm also on Alan Watts, sentientsentinel.eu. Those who want to check into my sites can get a lot of information for free on all of these things which have been happening to the world and to the US, Canada, Mexico, the unification of the Americas, and even the unification that's happening in the Pacific Rim countries. They say there's nothing new under the sun, and that's very true. What we have is a population who are the last to know what's really going on, because we're dealt with stealthily. Stealth was a technique discussed at think tanks working for big, very wealthy people back in the early 1900s. Stealth is a way to alter cultures, alter perceptions, alter pretty well everything in society through intergenerational training. People think when they grow up and they're going through life that life is evolving as they go on, by chance almost. They see politicians once in a while on television shouting and screaming about this bill or that bill, or why they should or shouldn't pass it. And it gets monotonous. We sort of switch off mentally. And we should, in a sense, because that's all show for the populace. There's always been a parallel government in existence. Jefferson talked about this, in fact, in his own memoirs. He said that the standard technique used in Europe at that time was for bills to be introduced along an agenda line, and when new parties were voted into office, regardless of which party it was, when you see the same agenda rolling forth under either party, then you said you're under tyranny, because they knew that back in those days. They'd watched and studied the old countries of Europe. All of us today, all of us who are listening now, in fact, we'll find the same thing with us. We've grown up watching an agenda unfold. And it's an agenda to do with a unification, a new society. Not only a new society, but a new way of doing everything. A new way to live. And a society run by experts, as they said it would be back at the beginning of the 1900s and the end, in fact, of the 1800s. It was just too messy leaving people to make their own choices in life and to go out and compete into the big bad world. In a sense, they're true. It's true because they gave us the old big bad world too. You see, we served their old system, and those who owned the old system, very, very wealthy families going back down through history, who interbreed, and they marry money, they marry more power. And they hold on to this money and power very successfully. Never let go of it. They still run this system today. And I'll be back in a few minutes after these messages.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, filling in for John Stadtmiller. And I'm just touching on some of the history as to how we arrived where we are today to explain the bigger picture of how we're not evolving towards something, rather we're being pushed towards something, pushed in a very delicate, careful way by invisible hands, the hands of the culture creators, and those who give us our indoctrinations. Most indoctrination is done through schooling and from your own parents who've had their own conditioning. They pass it on. And then the media takes over through fiction primarily for the young and even music. Plato talked about the arts all being used to manipulate the minds of people 2,300 years ago. It was a science back then. And we have the media, this great media, the middle one, that's what media comes from. They are in the middle. They pass on all the data to us down below. We, the people, who work like computers, we take that data and process it like a computer with our logic and language and come to preconditioned, preordained conclusions, which the big boys know we'll come to. There has never been a democracy as such, although it's well touted today from the top. Democracy supposedly being the will of the people, or from those who don't like the idea of democracy, they'll say it's mob rule. However, the mob themselves never have any original ideas. In fact, they look to the media to give them the ideas. What the big boys count on at the top is that the mob will vote the way they're told to vote, which they do. And you'll find in most elections, they give you the good guy and the bad guy, because that's how they give you the wrestling matches. The giant haystack versus mountain man. Mountain man's going to take your pensions away, so you know who not to vote for. It's very simple. It's very, very simple. They used to use very old men in the past to run for presidents and prime ministers, because it tended to go with an older, conservative, valued system. In the 60s and 70s, they brought out some younger men because they had to get the women to vote for them. In Canada, they got Pierre Trudeau, gave him an image as a sort of swinging type guy, and got him a good wife. He was a real swinger, big floppy hat, fitted the time of the hippies. And yet this guy, Pierre Trudeau, had been the leader of the Communist Party for Canada and led the Comintern delegation to Moscow in 1952. Yet when he ran years later for prime minister, not one newspaper mentioned that very important fact. He was also a Rhodes Scholar. Then we tie up the Rhodes Scholarship from England, from London, and what it was set up to do, bring in world government. You start to tie the ends together, and you find that communism was just a creation of the capitalist countries to standardize big parts of the world, give them a common culture, a centralized government, very important. And then, as Lenin said, gradually bring it back into a new system, not quite capitalist, not quite communist. Lenin talked about that at the beginning of the 1900s. They knew the dictatorship was not to last too long, just long enough to change whole regions of the world that used to speak different languages and have different systems of government, now standardized under the communist one. Centralization is the key. So we're just going through our part of it now, those who are alive today, as they finish off the untidy bits of the world, the Middle East. The Middle East being the countries which still cling to family traditions. They cling to their religion. They also keep out of the world banking system. If you've noticed over the last few years, with the United Nations going after certain countries, such as Bosnia, Yugoslavia, the countries that did not belong to the World Bank. They were bombed into submission. They were bombed into poverty, and then they have to go and borrow from the World Bank. This is the standard key. The same thing is happening, of course, with Iraq. In Iraq, it's interesting to note that the first ones in after the military were UNESCO. That's the United Nations Educational Group, whose goal it is to grab young children and train them into the Western valued system, hoping that they will grow up to be the first real democratized, standardized people running their own country. For the United Nations, of course. The second thing they did was to make a law that the farmers couldn't use their own seed anymore. They had to use the modified seed. Now, why would that be made law in countries you've just conquered that have been self-sufficient? Well, self-sufficiency is the key. Under the world is to come into play, there is to be no self-sufficiency. In fact, individuality is to be eradicated. You have to be interdependent. That means you have to be dependent on the system, the world system, for your water and your food, your clothing, and for everything else you will need to survive. This is a long, long laid plan, carefully spelled out in books written by many of the big front players over the last 150 years, books that gather dust in libraries because they're rather boring, many written by top-level bureaucrats and the Kissingers of their era, those types of books. They spell it out in black and white. They name the think tanks and associations, the that create your reality for you. They tell you, too, that these think tanks are specialized. Each one has a specialization. They even have gender specialization ones when they want to manipulate the male more than the female, or vice versa. They also have think tanks that deal specifically with child psychology. They then get the format of how they want those children to grow up and what kind of adults they want in 20, 25, or 30 years. And those think tanks then go into action and come up with cartoons and certain things they'll put into cartoons that'll be taught to those children who are 2, 3, or 4 years old today. Recently, someone in Thailand sent me some of this, the teaching aids they were getting over there now. And it was a cartoon figure of robots, the teacher being the main robot, and then when the class starts, this is now we all become robots. And they talk in a robotic language, using almost robotic terminology. And this is the sort of thing your children watch when you babysit them with a television. They're being programmed for a world of cyborgism, part human, part machine, a world where they will no longer truly be human. They call it transhumanism. The great leap forward is the term they couched it with as early as the 1700s. Everyone else thought, well, this is an evolution, you see, some sort of spontaneous evolution. But no, they knew back in the 1700s it would be done through scientific means, and they'd create new types of humans to serve a world system better, more efficiently. This individuality idea of growing up and using skills that you had or perfecting skills was just too untidy and unpredictable. And the boys at the top want a very predictable world. That's why they have to have all data on every single individual on the planet from birth to death. That's what all this is about today. All this terrorism nonsense, this reign of terror that's been put over the entire planet. A reign of terror, well discussed, and you should read the books about it from the French Revolution, and you should read the books about the reign of terror from the communist viewpoint, because they always follow up a takeover and the creation of a huge change in society with a reign of terror over the people. And that's what we're living through today, as they stir it up and train us all to be passive and submissive subjects on the roads or going onto aircraft where they do body cavity searches. Nothing more humiliating than that. And that's to train you that you are nothing at all, and to accept it passively and be humiliated. This is the technique of the prison guards at camps before they exterminate you. And here we are having all this nonsense today, nonsense that we didn't even see during the Cold War, when they had trained everyone that were going to get blown up any second. But suddenly it's on the road today because of a couple of Arab countries. Arab countries that the New American Century group published in their agenda in the 1990s about the countries they wanted to take over: Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Syria, and so on. And the same group who are now giving us this reign of terror are the same guys who belonged to this New American Century group. What a coincidence, eh? But they didn't design it. It was designed long before they came along. This stuff was even talked about in the 1950s, the stage we're at today. As long as the 1950s, they had the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, which is just the American branch of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, a group set up with a royal charter by the British monarchy to bring in and create a standardized world under a super world parliament, which is to be the United Nations. Everything ties together rather easily. And I think I hear some music coming up, and I'll be back in a moment after these messages.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, filling in for John Stadmiller, and I'd like you to look into my website at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and alanwattsentinel.eu, where you can pick up transcripts in English and in other European languages for free. And also see what I have to sell, not much actually, because I never have time to write anymore. But there's a few things there which keep me going, and I'd appreciate orders coming in. At the moment, I'm going over some of the history of how we've arrived in this condition where people are beginning to wake up to an extent on a low level when they realize the world around them, their immediate world, is changing quickly. And some of the big cities, they see all of this increased security. They see men with machine guns in London, in black outfits, black uniforms. In some countries, they already are asking for ID for your children. They must take it out with them at all times. And this is becoming the normal. This is the stuff that Adolf Hitler wanted to bring in. This is the type of stuff that the Stalins had. You couldn't eventually move out of your own area for a visit to someone, even a relative, without permission eventually, and that will come here too. It's all part of the same technique and strategy, and why change the formula when it worked so well in the past? and will work again. This is to train us all that we are nothing, basically, to psychologically defeat the people through acquiescence to superior forces, superior minds, and very powerful people above them, the military, police, etc., and all these various arms of government they have today. The arms of government that guys like Carl Jung said would bring a hell on earth. And that's what we're seeing coming into view. It's a hell on earth. And this hell will last, if the big boys get their way and we accept it, until they bring in their utopia, a utopia where no one will be born unless they need you to be born to serve them. This has been written in their own books at the top. The brain chip is well on its way. I've got the documentation from Loyola University. I had a search for it. I have the full unabridged edition from 91, from 2001. Then the next year and the next year's edition of the World Science Meetings to do with this brain chip. And the first one was headed off by Newt Gingrich, of all people. These guys don't fade away, just carry on in the background. And he opened up that meeting at Loyola University in Louisiana, talking about who was funding this great meeting of scientists. And it happened to be the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The reason it's a Chamber of Commerce, using your tax money, is because, you see, you're all slaves, basically. You're owned, you are property, and that's why you paid for this huge meeting. And at the meeting, they talked about this chip being ready to go, to be implanted in people. The regional computers, they said, were already set up, supercomputers, big Cray machines, they could program millions of people in each region quite easily and quickly. The only problem they had and have at the moment is getting the people gradually and gradually and gradually to accept the inevitability of it. They didn't think they'd have much trouble with the children because they were going to pay producers and movie writers and novel writers, science fiction writers, lots of money to put this in their books and movies to make it sound exciting to the youth who really are becoming excited. They want to be part cyborgs now. They've been brought up with it on their cartoons. They want to have superpowers and super strength, and nobody will bully them. What they're not being told, though, is that once this chip is inserted and you all have it, yeah, you might have a few good times before they pull the final chip, the actual switch. And when they pull that switch, you will no longer be you. You'll be whatever you're programmed to be. You could be a plumber one day and an electrician the next, if need be. And that's what's called efficiency and utopia. The people who must realize this, of course, are the media themselves and those in the entertainment and the culture creation business, because when this happens, and it's not too far off, they will no longer be needed. And they know as well, or it's beginning to dawn on them, that they'll also be chipped, because they will become useless eaters, as Lord Bertrand coined the term. And this system that's coming in does not want useless eaters. They've made that very, very plain. They've been going on about depopulating a good proportion of the world for some time now. And many of the books from the top discussed at big universities, big Ivy League universities, and openly even by people like David Suzuki, who does nature shows for the World Wildlife Fund, where Prince Philip is the head. So what are we looking at here? We're looking at a well-laid plan which spans a long period of time. That's why it works so well. Most of us, because we have a short lifespan and we rush through it, we're kept very busy rushing through it, trying to survive. It's hard for us to imagine that people can actually plan 3, 4, 5, 6 generations down the road and still pull it off. Well, that's exactly why it does work. and always has worked in the past.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, standing in for John Stadmiller, and I think there's a caller on the line, Rick from Canada. Are you there? Are you there, Rick?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much, and actually, great show thus far. I always enjoy when you sit in for either Mr. Stadmiller or the guy before it. I'm calling from Canada. Really close to where you are in Astaire there. I'm on the bottom or the southern end of Georgian Bay.
Yeah.
I had a two-part question and completely off topic, but what sort of, do you actually get any hassles from the federal government in Canada here with the way you let things out by way of hate laws that we have here in Canada? And then the second part, how do you vote in federal elections? The American public probably doesn't realize that we, in fact, have a three-party system in Canada, but we also have splinter groups as well. I'm just wondering how would you go about voting as well? Thanks very much, and keep up the great work.
Well, I'm proud to say I've never voted in my life.
Okay.
Because I knew it was a con game when I was small. I listened to the older men talking about all the different elections and realized they'd all gone through the same thing, voting for one side, then the other. And what you find in democracies is that you're not voting a new party in, you're voting the last one out because it's so bad. And even when you vote, you'll notice that the big plan, the big pictures, like the terrorism business or the amalgamation of the Americas or even the world, is never mentioned. It's just pensions and health care and the usual stuff. So why would you even vote in the first place? They don't run the world. And Professor Carl Quigley and others made that quite clear, since he was the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations that came out with all this stuff. He said this has been a parallel government running the United States, and he meant Canada as well, and the rest of the world, for 60 years, and that was written in the 1960s. And it's in full steam ahead today. As far as the authorities go, yeah, the last place I was at, they tried to burn my place down when they flew a helicopter over it, well, two helicopters actually at night, and threw down what seemed to be a phosphorus grenade down my chimney. And luckily I had a hose all coiled up with no water in it inside, and I strapped it on fast, ran up the roof, and I could have touched the skid as this guy was taken off. And I poured that on for about half an hour. I'd cleaned the chimney that morning, in fact. There was nothing in it. And this white blazing stuff went on, I think it was magnesium in there too, for a good while, and then I got it out and saved the place. And I've had the usual black SUVs, black tinted windows, that would drive up the country roads where I'm walking the dog and just stop, no lights on the whole way, 20 feet from me, just to give you intimidation. And the same vehicles would sit outside your door, and when you went outside to get them a coffee or something, have a chat, they'd take off very quickly. So I've had the intimidation, and I've had all the nonsense with the phones, it clicking, tapping away. At night, I get a lot of calls coming in here, and at night, they put the young guys on, who are the night shift, you see, the newcomers, to listen to boring conversations. And if you talk about the occult or different stuff like that, they're very quiet. They enjoy it. But if you start talking politics to someone on the phone, they start clicking. And you can do two taps for yes and one for no. And I do all these little games with them, and we have some fun. But, yeah, I'm being observed all the time. And it doesn't worry me now because everyone else is being observed too. This is Total Information Network. They meant total. That's everything that you read, write, send out in your computer or receive or do. And, of course, most of your purchases now are all recorded because everyone's using cards. This is Total Information Network.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer it?
Well, yeah, no, thanks for answering that. I was just wondering, because of the laws that are here in Canada, it's very difficult to get the word out, of other alternative media, not idea, we do appreciate the work you're doing.
Well, thanks very much.
Okay, you have yourself a great day.
You too.
Bye now.
Yeah, this observation stuff, you get used to it after a while. You get used to being followed and watched. And you also have to be on your guard against people trying to infiltrate to you, because they always send someone to you to get to know you and gather even more information about you. So you live a reclusive type life as much as possible to keep yourself going as long as possible, because we're dealing with information. Really, they'd rather keep quiet at the moment. And I expect one day they'll either kill you or put you out of business one way or another. Many ways to do it. And on the other hand, too, they're also so arrogant now. They're on a roll. They know that if they create one more big panic in society and the media goes into action with the panic, whatever's being said about the truth will be suddenly forgotten in the panic by the people, who will then look to the government to help them. They know this, too. Yeah. So we're living in an organized system, planned system with a planned future, where they plan to cull a good part of the population and bring in a utopia. Utopias have been talked about from the days of ancient Egypt. One thing that Egypt used to do is export something to all countries. They would bring in students and train them from all other civilizations and send them back after being initiated into the high occultic sciences, but they all went back to their own countries or other countries and started up the nucleus of a revolution. It was a revolution to be done through secretiveness, through brotherhoods, to take over and create a utopia. A utopia that would serve the elite who believed themselves to be gods, being the most intelligent and having access to all real information and giving the ones who invented the mythologies for the public, in fact. They were an elite. You'll find that with Pythagoras, who was sent to Egypt, and he went to Crotona, which was a colony at that time of Greece, but it's really in Italy. And what they did was recruit, just like monks. Monks are very important here because the Catholic Church did not start up these monks with their vows of silence to join the Pythagorean society in ancient times. You had to have an oath of silence. You listened to the masters. They still use that today in the Grand Lodge of England, at least on their crest. You watch, you look, and you listen, but you keep quiet, silence. And Pythagoras also recruited young women for the first time, trained them in a good education, and then sent them off to marry the nobilities of other countries, and then report back, and then influence their husbands into certain decision-making. When this was found out, the people of Crotona rose up and they burned down his school and killed a lot of his members, and it was never known if Pythagoras got away or not. And it's from Pythagoras that we even get words in the English language like ton and ton for weight, and color, in fact, shades of color. These are very important. Nothing is new under the sun, as I say. It comes from ancient times. You find the same with Socrates, who said a lot of wise things, there's no doubt that whatsoever. But Socrates himself was actually killed, condemned to death for influencing the young to rebel against their parents and the system of his day. There's a lot of nice things about Socrates too, because he had a wife who never spoke much, except she kind of growled at all the students. And they asked, why on earth do you keep that wife around? And he says, to keep me humble. And I thought that was a good answer. But yes, they exported revolution, an ongoing revolution that would bring in a utopia, a planned world, a planned society, where a small group with intellect and sciences they knew they'd accumulate down through the ages and keep secret from the public, would be used to create this perfect society. You also find the same with Francis Bacon's New Atlantis. That's about a utopia that would exist, a utopia with very advanced sciences hidden from the public of their own country, and scientists would even live underground and inside mountains with laboratories that could manipulate weather. They could create hurricanes and tornadoes, make it rain, cause earthquakes if need be. And they said the whole facility was powered by something that gave off the heat and the light of the sun, very much like nuclear power, you might say. And that was written in the late 1500s and published in 1602. You couldn't dream that stuff up back then unless you had some modicum of knowledge into the atomic theories. Now, this sounds very far-fetched to some people, but when you realize that even in ancient Egypt, 2,500 years ago, and in Greece, they had the Atomist Club, who already knew that matter was not solid at all, and that you had tiny, tiny little particles they called atoms swirling around each other. Now, how could men possibly know that when they were using candles and oil and lamps and supposedly had no microscopes and electronic microscopes or even atomic microscopes? But they did have these schools that knew all of this. Knowledge is kept secret from the public, and it's dished out a little bit at a time down through the ages when it's necessary to bring a next step in to the public. Francis Bacon, as I say, in the 1500s, writing the New Atlantis, talked about genetic engineering He didn't use the term genetic. He simply said that these people would also have the ability to take any type of life, take little parts of it, mix it with others, and create different species, even humans if necessary. You could not dream this stuff up in the days of sail and canvas and the horse and cart unless you already knew of sciences kept from the public. That's how it's done. We find the same with Isaac Newton. Most of the big players, the famous players in history from the 1500s onwards, belonged to the same group of the Royal Society, the first Masonic chartered scientific society to exist, once again chartered by the British Crown. And the Royal Society was a very secretive society that Newton and others belonged to. They were given information, secret information, archived information, and then told to go out and work on these particular projects. So these characters were not inventors as such at all, or great minds. They were just men who were given information that had been kept secret for a long, long time from the public. They also had to give their wives away to join the society and make preparations to pay their wives and their children to be kept somewhere else, because these guys, it was a male-only society, and many of them, in fact, were homosexual, like Newton, Isaac Newton. Isaac Newton lived his whole life pretty well in a university in England, and seldom went off campus, and he was even going to bring in his boyfriend from Italy, Flavio, at one time. And that fell apart, and Newton fell apart, so they made him master of the English mint for coinage instead, as a reward for all his work in the great work. History, as I say, gets one version for the public starting at school, and all you have is dates, names, and times, and places, and battles, but you never get the nitty-gritty of who started these battles, who brought in these wars, who profited from these wars, who gave the famous players the information for these discoveries that they would rediscover, because they'd all had them before. Benjamin Franklin did not create, for instance, the lightning arrestor. If you go back into ancient Rome in the Temple of Jupiter, they had lightning arrestors there, which, with copper coming all the way down from the roof, would actually light up and a blue haze the actual statue of Jupiter on certain stormy nights. There's nothing new, as I say, under the sun. It's just that knowledge is taken away again and we're given a farce for history. And this is ongoing today. One day when they unite the whole of the Americas, and because the public on the whole don't care really, the students care, they're the only ones who know what's going on. The historians who are authorized to be historians will write it down quite calmly that the people didn't resist, it was a natural evolution, and it was no big deal, it merged quietly and smoothly. That's how they'll write it. They actually think way ahead, and I'm sure the authors to do all this are already picked for the job. That's how the world really works. Just like presidents are groomed for their role, like Bill Clinton was when they were students at university. Everybody who gets to the top, according to Carol Quigley, is groomed for a presidency's position or an advisor's position. And Quigley said it didn't matter about the lower orders of politicians. They're allowed to do some small type of competing in one party or another for personal aggrandizement. So that's the real world we're living in. Our lives are planned. We have most people that, if they really knew or cared to know, wouldn't mind so much because they've been socialized. And this was a system they talked about a long time ago, bringing socialization to a world of experts until the public would remain mentally as children. They'd live and work, but they would entertain themselves to death, leaving all the big problems of life to the experts above them, Well, that's perpetual childhood. And that's what socialism is. Most people today have been socialized to such an extent they actually like it. They don't want to know the big problems. And those who are trying to wake them up, I'm sure, realize this. They like playing themselves and leaving the big, big problems of the world to these priests above them, these new priesthoods of experts and scientists. They also want to believe there are great social nets out there, which are true, that they are there. It's just that they're not in the same way that they're described to you. Because if you ever need these social networks because of some mishap, you'll find that they're not all they're cracked up to be whatsoever. Once you end up under the thumb of the social work departments, they run your whole life for you. And they have law now on their side. At least they claim they do. Our policy is as good as law to them now. They run by policies. And that's what they'll tell you. This is our policy. We are, as Charles Galton Darwin said in his book, The Next Million Years, slaves living in a more sophisticated form of slavery. And that's where we are today. I'll be back in a minute.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoleilWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, standing in for John Stadmiller, and I believe there's another caller on the line. That is Carol from Idaho. Are you there?
Hello. Hello.
Yes, Alan. Hi. I enjoyed listening to your, may I call it, monologue there. I've often appreciated the breadth of your study and the depth of your wisdom that you come to because of it. I totally agree. Truth is so much broader than anything that our political or church leaders also seem to have ever wanted the people to know and express.
Yeah.
What triggered me to call in, though, Alan, was about 15 minutes ago when you mentioned that you knew, even as a child, that voting was futile. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that the controllers take out one group and put in another. Well, that's so obvious. We know that, too. You're right. And I, I'll excuse you for being in Canada and not now at this time getting behind one candidate that we have going here, and that is our Congressman Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't vote there, but I just want to say this for all Americans who can. None of these controllers that have held us hostage, none of them are God. But we do have a God who is the source of all divine, eternal, and creative wisdom, and we are his, and he is ours. And so I think we still need to come back to that. Yes, we've been under bondage, and we still are terribly under bondage. But I'm hanging my star on, right now, the gift of God that we have here in America in the name of Ron Paul and his candidacy. And I believe that all over the world, there are, in fact, many nations who are also supporting Ron Paul because they know that we are one globe, one world here, and if America totally sinks under the global system of tyranny, then there's no hope for any other nation. So all I wanted to say, Alan, is that we need to realize that our God wants us to win and intends us to win, and he's given us a gift right now, a gift of hope, that if every person in America and even around the country, any way that anybody can support this man, Ron Paul, who, as far as we can determine, is not put in there by the controllers. He is he's opposing them, and he is for the people. That's all I wanted to say. Let's receive the gift of God and put everything we have behind it, because we and the gift of God are a majority. We are the power, and so let's use it.
And the thing is, too, I'd add to that is that we have a question of will here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think we leave it all to one person. I think everyone here has a part to play. I don't care who they are.
You bet.
And their personal lives and their daily lives and interactions, because, believe you me, it takes a lot of people to
That's
start
right.
the ripples flowing, and we have to flow very quickly. Is true that once the U.S. goes down, that's the death knell for the rest of the world to follow suit.
Yeah.
And no one actually wants that to happen.
That's right.
Especially when we know the psychopaths that are running the system up until the present.
You've expressed it in so many ways so well that we were not created by these power mongers. We have an all-powerful, loving God who created us, and that power is in us. And as you just said, it is the responsibility of each of us to use the God-given power that we each have to rise to the highest point we can and link arms together with men of like mind and move this planet forward in the direction of light and truth and wisdom, so that those ancient wisdoms that have been swallowed up and covered up for so long, that they may rise to the surface again and become the knowledge of the common man.
Yeah, because this is the thing. Those in charge right now certainly are a very dark crew. They live on authoritarianism. They are psychopathic. They're addicted to power.
Yes.
And they love to see the people tremble because they're sadists as well. I mean, these people are really, honestly, truly sick.
If Christ is hope, then these are antichrist.